computer.
Okay. Impressed. We're okay. I'll get it going. Give me 2 seconds.
We it's okay because we can cut the stuff we don't before the start of the meeting. We can eliminate that, so we're good.
Shall we? May I?
You can.
This is Marty Banks, co-chair of the board, and conducting the meeting this evening on March 9th, 2023. And our first order, welcome everybody that's participating both in person and online. We'll start with our first agenda item and first ask who's online other than I think I heard Becky Kemp. Anybody else?
I think Becky is the only one online.
Thanks for joining, Becky. And for the record, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 persons in live attendance. And for the record, we'll also ask our friend that I didn't recognize to introduce himself.
He just took a bite, so it's going to take him a second.
And Omar Hussein, vice principal.
Very good. Thank you very much. Pleasure. I didn't know that. I haven't had a chance to meet you yet.
That's with you.
Glad to have you on board. First item, I also understand, Becky, that you hold the proxy vote for Juan this evening?
Correct.
Thank you. With that, we'll get started with our agenda and ask Brian Cates if they'll give us a financial report.
Yes, thank you. The kind of main update that we talked about in the finance meeting is something that we've mentioned in the previous couple of meetings as far as funding for next year. It looks very good. As we already mentioned, WPU is total of about a 15% increase. They're saying 6% is kind of the regular increase that we expect to see, another 6%. That's a one-time increase, and they're saying, well, there's going to be further updates as the weeks go on. At the end of this month, there's a UAPCS legislative updates session where we hope to get, you know, more details and some more solid figures. But and then there's additional smaller percentages to other areas and other line items as well. LR local replacement fund is showing a 6% increase. The new line item, educator professional time, which is new this year, is going to be in place again next year. But they say ongoing. We don't know, you know, if that's just next year or beyond that. So it all looks very good.
Just one quick thing is that we do kindergarten full day, but in the past we were only receiving 50% of the WPU, and this year they funded it at 100%. So that's 90 students at 50% that our budget is going to increase by.
What prompted that change?
They want to, it's legislation asking for kids to go to school full time, full days, kindergarten. And we've already been doing it and funding it from general funds instead of WPU this year.
Session, yeah.
Yes.
So OEK is what a lot of schools call it, optional
kindergarten.
OEK. So those funds will end at the end of this fiscal year, but they're going to roll into the WPU to fund the full day kindergarten program.
Right.
And it comes out to be about a 1% increase overall to the WPU. There's another 1% that's a part of the pupil distribution. There's another 1% for the at risk. Yep. There's an enhancement for at risk line item in state funding. the ESA, which is Educator Salary Adjustment, they're looking at that nearly doubling, and that will be the portion that we've heard a lot about as far as teacher compensation. When we say teacher, we expect that that will be licensed educators. And then, you know, other line items, charter school funding-based program, which is a relatively unrestricted bucket of funds, is increasing. I already mentioned local replacement. They're looking at, they're projecting another 6% increase to the school and trust bucket of funds. So it's all very good. When we get the estimates, which I'm told will be at the end of this month, Loki and I will start to put together next year's budget.
How much incremental money do we anticipate deriving from that additional 50% of the kindergartners? A ballpark question.
It would be the equivalent of 45 WPUs.
Yeah, so 1% of the overall WPU, and I've just really seen figures for the state as opposed to just our charter. So I couldn't say off the top of my head.
I'm estimating that it would be over 100,000. Yeah.
I mean, when I could tell you real quick. So just looking at the allotment memo.
That's okay. I'm just looking for an order of magnitude.
Yeah, and that's the figure that I kind of had in my head.
Terrific.
Around 100%, yeah. 100,000. So as far as the, again, just to kind of wrap that up, it all looks very good. Of course, we do have significant changes happening on the expense side of things as well. So as I said, once we get those estimates, we'll plug in what is planned for next year on the as far as on the expenditure side of the ledger, so to speak, and then we'll, you know, build in a healthy margin between 4% and 5%. Obviously, as we know, Esperance has always been a very sustainable, and when I say sustainable, I mean financially sustainable. We've had the enrollment, staffing, good leadership, low attrition. So no reason not to expect that going forward.
Maybe compared to everybody else, but what are some of the expense side changes that we anticipate this year?
Mostly in the 100s, which is the salaries. We'll see, as you all know, as a board, we've discussed that at length. And then the corresponding benefit increases. We know that on the retirement side with ERS, we've had very large increase this year and last year.
URS.
The Utah Retirement System.
With the exception of those two categories, we shouldn't see too much adjustment.
No, except the food is increasing, the cost of the food that we spend, and that's a lot of money we're spending on food.
Yeah.
That's a little higher. Any computers, any of those kinds of things, the prices have increased. It's a noticeable increase. Yeah.
And the funny thing about the lunch program, we actually need to spend more.
That's right.
Because with the money we're bringing in, with the lunch program, you can't make too much off of it or else you get in trouble. A lot of schools, a lot of charters are on spend down programs with the child nutrition program. There's a calculation. It's a 3-month rolling average of figures that it's a figure that they want you below. And if you go above, in other words, if you make too much off your program, mm-hmm. your net income is projected to be too much or is too much, you just have to present a plan of how you're going to spend down those funds.
And as the board recalls, last time we met, we informed you that we're buying a dishwasher worth $11,000-$12,000. And that's why we're spending the money, mm-hmm. because we that's on the spend down plan. We also had to replace the water fountain in the cafeteria, and that was $4,000. Wow. The water fountain, And so we're fortunate to have the funding that we need to spend.
Yeah.
And so there's absolutely no problem there. So yeah, we have a lot of kids. We have more kids eating in our school than other schools do.
Right.
And we do that because we have breakfast in the classroom. And so in the classroom, the kids have the opportunity to eat breakfast. And so in other schools don't. So they have to go to the cafeteria and come earlier than school starts. And so when we have it in the classroom, they come at the regular time and they eat as they come in.
And those claim rates on the revenue side of things continue to increase as well.
That's true.
So
people are drinking a lot of alcohol too, because we're getting a lot of money from the alcohol tax.
Thank God.
The liquor tax.
It was my birthday.
Although it has come down since COVID.
Yeah, during COVID, the money was down.
Really good.
Memberships, they're way up.
Yeah. So PTIF continues to look good. Last month, in the month of February, it actually went well from January to February. For the first time in a long time, we actually saw it drop, but it was still over $6,000 what we brought in just in the month of February. I don't know if we've seen a level out there or just simply due to the fact that there's three less days in February than January.
Could have been.
That's what I would think.
Yeah. And just so you know, this is the same line item that was $300 or $400 before COVID. Now it's $6,000.
Yeah, which is why. You know, we continue to put money in there. So budget summary, as of the end of February, we're already 67%. Oh, yeah, sorry.
We get that on the show. Oh, there we go.
67% through the fiscal year. I got it finally.
You got one.
Margins look good. We're about 4.9%. That's the forecasted operating margin. Our rest of our metrics look good. Categorically, our revenues and expenses are in line. We drilled down into each one of those in our finance meeting. Cash balance is good. You can see it kind of starting to level off and drop down just slightly, which is normal for this time of year. We will be making a few requests as we can on our federal funds. So we should see those funds come through in the next couple of months. Enrollment, we added a few more kids this past month as of the end of February at 535. And so obviously, you know, that flat line there as far as the enrollment trend is not surprising and very, very good. And we'll look at, you know, base our budget off of that same figure as we have in previous years to start. Any questions on any of that or anything we've discussed up to this point?
I'm just in readership, just on the revenue versus expenses graph.
Mm-hmm.
The key for the blue and green credit sum, debit sum. The credits are the revenues.
Correct.
Debits, what's the sum?
Yeah. So I just had this conversation with the back end kind of designer of this, and I asked about those because they're not, I mean, it's just not, those aren't good labels.
Yeah,
I mean, for somebody, you know, for an accountant, maybe even an accountant, you wouldn't label it like that. But I mean, yeah, it's credit, revenues, credit.
What's the sum component?
Just the sum, overall sum of all of the revenues. Yeah,
or
I know. I asked the same
question.
I asked the same question, and I expect to have that change next month. And you can see they have some as a suffix on, you know, the other categories or the two other graphs as well, which
the only other comment I had on the financial metrics, there's a material difference between the targeted and the forecasted percentage building. What's that about?
Target 20%, 9.1 forecast percent building. So the percent building is really just the expense should just be a ratio. So yeah, I'll take a look at that. I mean, it's just the ratio of our it's our debt service, really. I mean, there's the debt service ratio and just our building payment. So we'll take a look at that. Good. Is that, yeah, forecast should be a percentage as well. Anything else? Just want to point out one last thing that we looked at in budgeting for next year and then the year after. We're going to have quite a shift. I mean, we talked about the shift in state revenue, that it's going to be very good, but we're going to have a shift over the next couple of years as our federal revenue comes down quite a bit as we spend down our COVID-related funding. So we're going to have a large chunk to spend next year, and then it's going to be gone. So it's going to be a swing of quite a few hundred thousand.
Yeah, dollars. I was just going to say, when he says a lot, it's going to be probably close to $700,000.
Is that money to come in the door, or is it the spending of money that's already in our account?
No, it's spending of funds that were allocated. So it's federal. So we spend it and then we request it reimbursed. To be reimbursed. So it's an allocation at this point. We don't actually have the cash until we spend it and then request it, and then it comes.
And the amount we're allowed to seek reimbursement for is going to diminish significantly.
It's right, going to go away.
One time bucket. We've already spent, you know, last year and this year we're spending quite a bit, and then next year will be the last year to be able to spend that down.
Are we maximizing the amount that we're entitled to pursue?
Yeah.
We leaving any money on the table?
Nope, not so far.
No. We've got a lot of people working to learning loss recovery is what they're doing. And we have a team of interventionists that are working to help these kids make sure they recover from the pandemic. And they're doing a great job.
Do those folks come from within our own teaching ranks or outsiders?
No, we hired people from outside.
For
that limited purpose. So they know that after next year, they need to get a license to teach, or they need to find another job within the school or probably outside the school.
Maybe a good source of future hiring
for that's what we're looking for.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Cody, anything? I'm sorry, Brian, anything else?
That was it.
Becky or anyone in the room, any questions for Brian before we excuse him? Okay. As always, thanks a ton.
Yeah, Brian, thank you. The insight. Good to see all of you in person, that is.
Hey, Brian, if you want to stay for another 30 seconds, I'm going to interject an agenda item, and forgive me, I may be the last one to the party, but I hadn't met our new vice principal yet. And were you in our last board meeting?
Yes, I'm live.
No.
Well, did I miss the introduction?
He has been here since August, and has been attending online. And the first time we did introduce him, I don't know if you were not there, Juan.
The first meeting
in August.
Yeah, I was not in the August meeting.
No, that's probably why.
Yeah, it was a good introduction there.
Yeah, that's
what it was. Watch out, the effort to get my own private introduction. Okay, thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
We'll move to our next agenda item, the review and approval of the February minutes. Has anyone not had a chance to review those yet?
I have reviewed those, and I would motion that we approve the February minutes as written.
And Becky, would you like to second that motion? We're not hearing Becky in her absence. The vice chair will second the motion. All in favor, say aye.
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 We'll find out from Becky later. She's on her way. She's.
Can you guys hear me? Can you hear me now?
Now we can.
Sorry, my Bluetooth was acting funny. I actually never saw the February minutes, and I didn't see that Ari included them with the agenda either. And I've never seen the February. I was not at the February meeting, so I didn't take the minutes. I'm not sure who did.
I think Cody did that, if I'm not mistaken. We can take a quick minute now, unless they're really, are you in front of a monitor?
No, she's driving here.
Oh, why don't we postpone?
If somebody wants to summarize them really quick, I'm happy to vote. Sorry.
When did she send them? Do you know? Do you remember?
Let's, Becky, let's wait till you get here. We'll just move that to the end of the agenda.
Well, that's the agenda.
And we'll plow forward with the next item. The next action item while Eulokia tries to find a copy of those minutes.
I think she sent two agenda items. I thought that she had sent them though.
Yes, I thought I'd read them.
No, I don't see them. I don't see that she sent it. I think what happened is that she sent two agendas rather than the minutes.
Do you have access to them?
No. Let me see if she can send them, and if not, then we can get them later. If okay. she does, if not, we can get them at the next meeting.
Okay.
The next board meeting, but let me just quickly see. Yeah, we can go ahead and go to the next item and then see the minutes later.
I'll let you finish that because I think you'll have something to say about the land trust
plan. Oh, yeah. Yeah, let me just quickly see this. Okay, we'll see if she responds. And then I did send the... did you want to go to the next item?
Please. So our next item on the action item category is to review and approve the land trust plan. Eulokia, is that something, can you give us an update on that?
Yeah, I can tell you very briefly. So we get right around $70,000 from the land trust program. And we have been using these funds.
Institutional Trust Lands Administration.
That's correct. And this year is actually a little bit more. It's $76,000. As Brian mentioned, we got an 8% increase. And so typically what we do is we hire teacher assistants in the upper grades to work with academic improvement, math, and language arts, which is what the land trust funds are for, to improve academic performance by the students. So we hire teacher assistants. This would fund four teacher assistants at about $18, $19 an hour. And this is the plan. It just talks about hiring two people and improving our outcomes by 10% in math, 10% in English from the May results, whatever we get. And we have been meeting our goal for the last 5 years. In fact, last year we increased by 40% each of the math and language arts end of level tests.
So is this a plan on how we use that money,
or yes,
a plan on seeking more money?
No, this is a plan on how we use the money. The money comes to us, the $76,000, and we have to submit a plan. It has to be approved by the board. The plan has to be approved. This plan
before or after the money comes.
Before the money comes. So this is for next year, and the money will come right around end of July, early August, the money comes.
Of 2023.
Hey, Eulokia.
Yes.
It might be helpful for Marty to understand who the people are when you say we develop the plan.
Oh, yes.
I think it would be helpful for him to understand that it's parents and teachers.
So. That's correct. You know, because you were a part of that group in the past. So that we have a community council made up of teachers. We have parents.
Is this a community council like every other
month
city?
Yeah.
Little neighborhood in this county has?
Yeah, but it's as a school.
It's not a creation of the school.
It is a creation of the school. This one is the creation of the school. This one is a community council mandated by the land trust.
Oh.
And it says that we have to have more parents that we do employees in the council.
Okay.
So we typically have three parents and two employees.
Okay. And would the use of this money in terms of the purpose and the allocation of the competing uses be similar to the years past?
That's exactly the same. Every year we do the same thing.
Exactly.
We fund teacher assistants and we increase by 10%.
And is there a reason to change that this year, given the state of
recovery from the learning loss due to COVID?
No, I think we that's why we have so many teacher assistants helping teachers, because we've used different funds, Title I funds, DIS funds, and ESSER funds to hire more help for the teachers in the classroom, because much of that money is temporary. And so we want to continue with this funds, because it's restrictive. It has to be to improve academic attendance performance. It can't be for anything else. So you can buy computers or you can buy books and all of those things, but that's not what we need. What we need is bodies in the school to take care of the kids. And the community council created this plan. We talked about it and said, well, do we want to keep doing what we're doing? And the teachers and the employees, Mr. Gosain was in that meeting. We decided to keep going.
And is the plan in draft form, or is it in?
This plan is ready to be approved by the board.
Okay. And we have, it hasn't been circulated to the board, has it?
I sent it by email earlier today.
Shame on me.
How long is it?
That's it, 2 pages. It's right there. This is the entire, it's the goals, as you can see right there. By May of 2024, we will improve the RISE test by 10% from the 2023 goal. Whatever we get in May, we are planning to increase by 10% the previous year in math and language arts. That's goal number one.
That's our goal's 10% of correct. Last year's achievement, not last year's goal.
No, of this year's achievement in May.
What's called? Okay.
The one that is coming in May. We plan to improve for the next year by 10%.
I see. Sorry.
Yeah. And then it talks about the academic areas. We do one in English and one in math. The measurement is the RISE test that we have to take. Action steps, we hire 2 teacher assistants. It disappeared. We hired 2 teacher assistants for math and 2 teacher assistants for language arts. And we spend $38,000 for math, $38,000 for language arts.
And what's the scope of language arts?
Anything with reading, writing, grammar, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
That's what the test covers. As you can see, we could spend it in technology. We could spend it in books, repair and maintenance of the building, of things that help with academic improvement. We can buy supplies or fees. We don't have a need for those things.
So you want to spend all the money on staff.
On staff, yes. That can be, we like to have face-to-face instruction as much as we possibly can.
Do you have any idea how other charter schools are allocating?
I absolutely do, because we talk to each other, and I've been in many, many schools, probably 8 schools as an administrator or a teacher. Most of it gets spent on teacher assistants, computers, and some books. There she is. Yeah, that's mostly. I've seen computers used.
Is our door still popping
outside? No, I came in with. Yeah, it is. Now that I think about it, yeah.
So that's most of the places they do by computers or staff.
We don't need more computers.
Absolutely not. We have plenty of cows. Computers. And we now are rotating the cows. So one gets too old, we get rid of them.
The new term is wows.
Oh, wows.
Because it can be offensive.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They refer to them as workstation on wheels instead of computer on wheels.
Okay. Wows.
Isn't that funny? I just think that's so funny. That's why I had to say it.
Cows is offensive.
Yeah.
Any other highlights on the plan?
No, that's it. That was it. As you can see, it's really simple. It's just
Any questions or comments before we put it to a motion?
No, looks very concrete.
I would make a motion to pass the budget as stated.
The budget or the
plan?
The plan. The plan is.
I second the motion.
Those in favor, say aye.
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 You're voting on behalf of Juan as well.
And Juan as well, yes.
That's the four votes.
And without, and Cody, did I thought he was having you proxy, or just maybe it's just be the chair. He didn't give you any votes. Okay.
He didn't.
The motion passes for the record. Thank you. Thanks for that background.
So you, you're welcome. Did you want me to disconnect the Zoom? Because you were the only one there.
Yeah.